Welcome to Mimesis, the podcast about all the twisted ways that art and life imitate each other. I'm Sandra Sheriff-Zachary.
And I'm Stacey Rourke.
And we are your host on this zany adventure.
Yes, we are. And we are getting back into the groove of recording, and I'm loving it.
Yes, I'm so excited.
I get to see your face tomorrow, too. I mean, I can see your face right now, but I get to squeeze your face tomorrow.
I know, I'm so excited. I am really excited that I need to stop doing that so it doesn't pick up in the microphone. I smacked the desk.
I know what you did, but it just looked funny that you were doing random chicken arms.
I have the next three trips already booked out. And it's like every 2 months.
Involve me.
Yes, they do. Which is really exciting.
I love it. Okay.
So, yes.
So we got this one.
Yep.
And then we've got
August
Dragon Con.
And then November band trip.
Thanksgiving / band trip. Yes. I love that. I'm going to see you so much.
You are. Not like last year where I came down every month, but.
Yeah, but that was a different time. It was a different era of our lives. Yeah. These are going to be better trips.
Yeah.
We're excited about that.
Super
excited. And to let the nice people know what you are coming down for,
we are celebrating your daughter's graduation.
That's right. Elliot Grace is graduating from high school. She has already been accepted to her college of choice.
I know. I'm so proud of her. I texted her, but I do have to say, I'll take this out if you want me to. She spelled college wrong.
I know. You don't have to take it out. It's so funny. I know. I even messaged her and I was like, girl, that's how you spell collage, not college.
I was like, Elliot Rourke.
We are not ready for college if we are spelling it collage.
Maybe she's trying to be French. I don't
know.
Maybe. Bless her heart. But I'm so happy for her. Grandma messaged me the other day and she's like, I need you to make a post for Senior Sunday. And I was like, absolutely. And then Elliot wrote, are you trying to make me cry? And
oh my gosh. Like, I was at work when you made that post. And I don't get on my phone very much at work, but I just happened to like pick it up, you know, in between customers. And I was like, oh God, because it was baby Ellie face. And
I know. Like, it was my favorite trip down to Florida. We all went as a big, big family trip. Yeah. And she was my little buddy that trip.
Mm-hmm.
And she sat on my lap, like on the bus when we were going places. And I just happened to like sit back and snap a picture of her. Same trip that I broke my phone, so I'm glad I even got that picture.
Yep. That was a good trip.
It was
a great trip.
Mm-hmm. And then she spent the night with me for the first time on that trip.
Yep. She in her little pack and play.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. She just wanted Cousin Sandy.
Yeah.
And that was okay with me.
Yeah. We were in adjoining rooms and she just wanted to sleep in there with you guys. And we had the rooster, so we were busy.
Yep. Oh, yeah. The Matterhorn.
We had the Matterhorn. I remember we were like, she's probably going to scream.
Yes.
We're sorry.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, I wasn't coming home as much, but I was staying with you guys quite frequently. So I knew what to expect with her.
You knew the ways of the Matterhorn when it came to nighttime ritual.
Yeah. And Ellie, because I think when you had Ellie when she was little, I was coming home almost every weekend. Mm-hmm. And staying at your house.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you remember the stomach flu weekend?
Yes.
Oh my God.
That was horrible. I'm going to come and help you. And I'm going to try not to get sick. And then I went down quick.
Ellie got it first. She was 17 months old. Madeline was a newborn.
Yeah.
So Ellie got it first. And this was the kind of stomach bug that just like flattens you.
Yeah.
So she got it. And then I got it. And then
Jay.
I don't know if Jay got it before you or you got it before Jay.
I think it was Jay. And that's where I was like, okay, I'm going to step in and help. And then I went down.
And like, then the newborn got it.
2 hours. Yeah.
And then the newborn got it. So we had to call in his parents who stayed. We had a 2-story house. All of the sick people were upstairs. They were downstairs with newborn Madeline, and they were calling the pediatrician, and the pediatrician just said, keep
just keep it, the hydration.
Just, yeah, just keep her hydrated. Mm-hmm. Let it pass. So that was a rough trip for you. That was a rough weekend for everybody.
That was a horrible weekend. Come home, get sick, and then go back to school.
Yeah, how was your weekend? Nearly died. How was yours?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Goodness. Okay, so we've got the chit-chat out of the way, ma'am.
Yes.
What are we talking about? Oh, okay, let's go.
I think I discussed this on the last episode that I wanted to do the movie Wild with Reese Witherspoon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to do today.
And I know nothing about this case. I know nothing about this movie. So you are going to just educate me today. My brain is open for you to manipulate.
Can I do that?
Please don't. Don't ratatouille my life.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I mean, Nicole has me in her phone as Jiminy Cher or Jiminy Sandy or something like that.
Mm-hmm. You could. Okay. I'll have to put you in there under ratatouille.
Yeah. Okay. So the movie Wild was. Hold on. Did I fuck this up? No. Okay. We're good.
Wow. We just started.
We did. I just. Again, not used to my computer just yet.
That's fair.
Plus, we're doing audiobooks now, and I have it in the book format to read, so it just kind of threw me off instead of having the long.
Yes, we are doing audiobooks now, and
I am
loving it. How are you liking the different voices that I do for the characters?
Oh, I freaking love it.
Thank you.
I love it. Like, now I'm like listening to a couple different audiobooks while I'm cleaning up the house, and I'm like, who am I listening to? Because they don't fluctuate their voice enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And the one we're doing, we're going to totally promote Heather Karn and Melanie Gilbert, their books that they're having us narrate for them. But they have a character named Raven who has this super duper deep voice. And I know you watch me do it, but I have to have my mic and my head in a certain position to get my voice low enough to do it. And every single time I start recording, I have to fuck with my mic to get my mic right. So that
I laugh so hard every time you're like, I got to put my mic in the position.
Hold on. Should we give people a little teaser of like,
give me
something to say.
Open the case. That was the last one that I remember you saying.
Okay. Go to open the case.
There you go. I love it. It's actually a really good book.
Yeah,
I like it.
I'm having a lot of fun with them. Mm-hmm. It's a great storyline. So
yeah, and we're doing all three books.
We are. So and then we're working with Hope Daniels after that for her book.
Yep.
And we're going back to got some more of mine that we have to do that we have one finished. We need to like actually upload
when I'm down.
Okay. Thank you.
Tomorrow I will upload it. So I don't even need passwords or anything. I will just be there to upload it.
Give me the computer.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Back to work.
So this movie. Yes. So the movie Wild was released in 2014. It is a film based on the 2012 memoir Wild from the Lost. Sorry, I already messed up. It's a 2012 memoir. It's called Wild from Lost to Found on the Pacific Crest Trail by Cheryl Strayed.
Okay.
The movie stars Reese Witherspoon, who plays Cheryl Strayed.
Okay.
The film follows Cheryl on her solo hiking trip of the PCT in 1995 after numerous problems in her personal life. Reese Witherspoon was nominated at the Academy Awards for Best Actress along with Laura Dern as Best Supporting Actress.
I didn't realize those two had worked together before. Oh my gosh, what's the name of that? Pretty Little Lies? Was that the one that they did on HBO together?
Maybe, yes, I think so.
Okay. I didn't know they'd worked together before.
Yeah. Yep. Laura Dern actually played Reese's mother in this.
Okay. That's funny because it doesn't seem like there's that big of an age difference between the two of them.
There probably isn't.
That's Hollywood for you.
Yeah. Okay. So the plot of the movie. Do you know what the PTC or the PCT is?
Pacific
Crest Trail.
Okay. Yes. It's that.
Yeah. It starts like down in Mexico and goes all the way up to Canada. And it's like a hike that is 2,650 miles.
Wow. Can you imagine like having such a bad mindset that you're just like, I'm hiking 2,000 miles. That's what I'm going to do right now because.
Yeah. Like I follow a couple on TikTok that have hiked a bunch of different trails. And that was like one of the first ones that I watched them do. And I'm interested in doing a portion of it. I don't think I could do it because it takes a roughly around 5 months.
Oh, no. Like, yeah. I love hiking, but, you know, give me like a...
Yeah, I like hiking, yeah. But...
Like, when we went to Hawaii and we did a bunch of different hikes, yes, that's good. But I don't want to do it for 5 months.
Yeah. Like, with a tiny little, like, sleeping on the ground and you only have what's on your backpack and you only have one change of clothes and... I'm good.
Nope. None of that sounded appealing to me.
Like, I could probably do it for a weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. A weekend.
Not 5 months.
And do I have to sleep on the ground? Is there like a glamping area anywhere around?
No. Not on this. That's upsetting. At all.
Okay. So she's decided to hike for 5 months.
So in June 19th. 1995, Cheryl Strayed leaves Minneapolis to hike the PTC. I must have wrote this wrong because up there I put PCT and down here I put PTC. I don't know which one it is. Yeah, whatever. So by herself, she did 1,100 miles of the 2,650 miles. During the journey, she reflects on her childhood and memories of her mother, Bobby. Her mother was diagnosed with lung cancer, and she died 7 weeks from the day she was diagnosed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. This sent Cheryl into a deep depression, turning her to heroin and to have lots of sex with lots of random people.
Oh.
Yeah. And after her behavior destroyed her marriage.
Well, yeah.
Because that yeah.
Sex with strangers will do that.
Yes, and that led to an unwanted pregnancy. Cheryl had an abortion, and she resolved to hike the trail to try and rediscover the woman her mother raised her to be.
Okay.
Yep. So she starts her trek in the Mojave Desert in Southern California. So she didn't go to the very bottom, or like where the trailhead actually starts. Okay. She started somewhere in the middle. On the first night, she discovered she brought the wrong type of fuel for her stove and therefore was unable to cook.
Oh, no.
So she had to eat her food cold.
Mm.
Like in the movie, she's eating the oatmeal and she just is like.
Yeah.
And like screaming. And Reese in this movie didn't wear makeup at all.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to be more authentic with it. I'm sure she still looks adorable because she's freaking Reese Witherspoon.
Well, she does. Yeah, absolutely. So after a few days of eating cold food, she meets a farmer named Frank who feeds her and takes her to get the correct fuel.
Okay.
Back on the trail, Cheryl meets a hiker named Greg. He agrees to help her plan the next section of her hike when they get to Kennedy Meadows. So on the way, there's like little stops and towns. So you can like people send new boots to themselves because you're walking a shit ton. So your shoes are going to like go really quickly. Yeah. They're sending themselves because you only have a backpack. Food at each stop, so you only are carrying like enough food until you get to the next stops. So he plans to help her, and while she's there, a camper named Ed helps her lighten her backpack. Like, she started with like 75 pounds of stuff that she really didn't need.
Oh my gosh.
So that's a lot of weight on your bag.
You're going to end up with like sore neck, sore shoulders, sore everything.
Everything. So he also helps her because her boots were undersized. And so they caused horrible problems with her feet.
Yeah. You would think walking that much that your feet are going to swell. So whatever size shoe you normally wear, you're probably going to want to size up a little bit.
Right.
And then get like extra absorbent socks for foot sweat. I don't know.
Yeah. And you're always going to want like extra socks to like change your socks so that your feet don't get gross. Mm-hmm. Like if you get a blister, take care of it immediately because it's just going to get worse every time. Yeah. So they get, so the shoes are going to be, her new boots will be delivered to the next post, which is further up on the trail. At various other stops, Cheryl's best friend, Amy, sends her provisions, and she also receives letters from her ex-husband, Paul, who still cares about her and congratulating her on her progress. Cheryl takes Greg's advice to avoid some upcoming deep snow. I can't talk.
That is unfortunate when you're doing a podcast.
I know. I get so excited and I'm like, I want to give you all the information.
You know, it's only fair for you to be stammering because when I'm recording the audiobooks, you get to listen to me like say the same sentence 6 times in a row until I get it.
I do.
And get exceedingly annoyed at myself when I keep stumbling over it.
I like when you go,
because I bug me when I do that. I'm like, that's not the right wording.
I also like when you're like, no, that's not what that says. Because sometimes I'm like, oh, I got to tell her to record this. And then I get through it and you're like, no. And I was like, yes.
Nope, that's not right. Let's try that again. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, we keep shameless promotions as we're going.
I know. That's what podcasts are, really. They're shamelessly promoting us. And
speaking of which, Dead Wrong is releasing May 23rd.
Which is in two days.
I don't know if this won't be out by then. Will it?
If I have time tonight or tomorrow morning before I get on my flight to get this edited, I might be able to get it up in time.
Amazing.
I'm gonna try. I can't make any real promises for that.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I also need to post your other podcast. Yeah. So
it's so many.
Because that one is due on Friday.
That one's due on Friday. And you and I are gonna record another episode while you're down here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we will. Okay. So Greg told her to avoid some snow in the Sierra Nevada by catching a bus to Reno and rejoining the PCT there. So she decided to extend her trip further into Oregon so that she can walk the same distance as she had planned, but she still encounters quite a bit of snow. She is able to make it through and arrives at the town where her new boots were sent, though she has to walk the last 50 miles in sandals reinforced with duct tape after she accidentally knocks one off the side of a slope.
Oh no.
Yeah. 50 miles in sandals that are duct taped to your feet. Horrible.
In the snow.
I don't know if she was in the snow at that point, but yeah. Yeah.
That's miserable.
Yep. At that point, I'd be like, I'm done.
I'm just going to lay down right here and let nature have me. That's the end.
So I'm done. You can come just lifelight me out of here.
Ma'am, are you injured? Nope. Gave the fuck up. Thanks.
Yep. I will be here until somebody comes and gets me. Okay. So an empty water tank in the desert beyond the town leads Cheryl to go without water for a full day in the extreme heat. Dehydrated and near exhaustion, she finds a muddy puddle from which she can get some potable water using her portable water purifier. While she waits for the water to disinfect, two hunters approach her and make suggestive remarks, leaving Cheryl feeling threatened and vulnerable. One returns later in the day, but she leaves because she had like her tent set up there. And when he returns, she like sneaks away. So that way he doesn't follow her. She, like, you know, he's only looking to hurt her. The fact that he came back.
It reminds me of that thing going around all over social media. What would you rather encounter in the woods, a bear or a strange bear, man?
Men
got so butt sore about that, not really understanding why.
Do better.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I got to say.
Yep.
Do better. Yeah. Cheryl crosses into Oregon and goes to Ashland. She meets Jonathan, who invites her to a tribute concert to the recently deceased Jerry Garcia, and they spend the night together.
Uh-oh. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they spend the night together.
There was so much judgment there.
Well, she's trying to find herself, but yet she still finds and stays with a man.
She's trying. Okay. Yeah, I see. I was in the sex positive thing and not, you know, back to girlfriend needs to block the D for a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. So sometime later, after visiting Carter Lake, Cheryl gets to Mount Hood National Forest, where she encounters a friendly group of young male hikers who recognize her from the brief quotes and poems that she frequently writes alongside her signature in the hiker's record book along the PCT. So every so often, like, you write your name down to see, show how far you got.
Okay.
So they had been following her. They started sometime after her. And so they like were the ones who were signing after her and liked all the little quotes that she was writing. So one rainy day, Cheryl finds a llama.
As one does on rainy days.
Right? That escaped from a young boy hiking with his grandmother. She returns it and chats with the boy, who asks about her parents. When she mentions her mother is dead, the boy sings her Red River Valley, which is his mother used to sing to him. The boy and his grandmother carry on down the trail, and Cheryl breaks down and cries. So I think it's finally hitting her of why she's doing this and like really becoming a better person, doing that really deep down reflection. Because at this point, however many days she's been on the thing, the trail for, she can't do drugs there unless she brought them with her. But it sounds like she didn't want to.
She wanted to get clean. She wanted to reflect.
Yeah. Yeah. So on September 15th, after 94 days of travel, Cheryl reaches the Bridge of Gods on the Columbia River between Oregon and Washington, ending her journey. At various points along the trail, including on the bridge, she has encountered a red fox, which she interprets as being the spirit of her mother watching over her. As she walks onto the bridge, her future self reflects via voiceover on what she learned from her trip and reveals that 4 years later, she married at that spot near the bridge. 9 years later, she had a son, and a year later, a daughter who she named Bobby after her mother. So she changed her life around.
And completely. You know what? Sometimes it's just pulling the rug out of all of your bad habits and just taking control and like removing yourself from all the harmful situations.
Yes.
We have a friend who
kind of dealt
we're not, you know, I don't want to tell anybody's story out of turn, but we have a friend that they did that, completely moved across the country to better themselves, and they did what they needed to do, and that's sometimes that's what it takes, is just completely breaking free.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and sometimes the shitty hand that you're dealt with, you just get to your breaking point. And nobody can tell you what your breaking point is. You have to be the one that decides that. And then you have to reflect and do what's best for you.
Realizing what your rock bottom is when you've hit it, and that rock bottom is not a place you have to live just because you hit it once. It's okay. now there's...
And you might hit it again.
Yeah.
But you can't stop living. Like, I know I hit rock bottom when I became a single mother. And then just recently, my depression got the better of me. And I didn't realize how bad it was until you said something. And then it was like, oh. And then I went to a doctor. She's like, yeah, I think you had, or my therapist. And she's like, yeah, I think you had postpartum. I think you've always had depression. I think it was depression. You got a little better. You had a baby. You got postpartum depression. You got a little better. Then this time you got depression or postpartum. Then you got depression. And then you got really depressed. And there was no digging out without a little help.
You know, it's there's a beautiful lady that I work with by the name of Miriam who's really focusing on her changing her life in the way of fitness right now, giving up, you know, giving up cigarettes, eating healthier, doing these things because she wants to sorry, I hit my mic. She wants to be around for her family and, you know, like we all do. And her and I were having a talk about it recently where we were talking about when you're taking control of your health like that. There's sometimes where people will have like a day where they cheat or they broke their diet or, ooh, I was bad today. And then they just spiral from there. What scared him?
I moved my hand.
Her cat is in the background and all of a sudden he just all 4 feet came off the ground. That was funny. But and I think that the mentality of that goes along with, you know, when you're in a depressed mood, when you're, you know, dieting or, you know, changing your nutrition or, you know, you have any kind of addiction that you're fighting, literally any of those things, one bad day doesn't mean you're starting from zero again. It doesn't. It doesn't undo all the good progress, all the good work that you've made. It just gives you another chance to pick yourself up and move on. And you're not starting from a place of zero.
Absolutely.
And I will say, and I mean, we've talked about on here that I'm going through a divorce right now. There have been times where I've felt like stronger and good and I'm in a good place and, you know, but we've also talked about that grief is a very fluid thing. It ebbs and flows. Yeah. You have highs, you have lows.
Absolutely.
And like there was one time I went to my therapist that she was like, wow, you seem great. You seem strong. You seem, you know, wonderful. And I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling good. And then the next time I go in, I'm just like at rock bottom again. And telling her that, you know, I felt like I gave my power away again because like I would have a conversation with my ex that I would feel I gave him all the power in the situation again. And, you know, it was a lot of time of her telling me no, because the painful road that you walked, you've already walked it. You don't need to do it again. Yeah. Yes, it's painful. You don't need to walk it again. So you're not coming to from that same point. Now you're at a new point. And that's with anything, you have to remember that is that you're not starting at square one. And give yourself grace in anything. Give yourself grace.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You have to. Like the other day, I broke down. Like I broke down when you first told me and then I was trying to be as strong as I could. And that's my downfall is I try to hold it together for everybody else. And it hit me hard. And I was like, okay, take a minute, be in your feelings, understand why you're feeling this way. Actually let yourself grieve. And then you have to keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's a grieving process for everybody in our family, you know?
Yeah.
You know, does that mean we need to hike across the country? I don't know. You know, that's something for all of us to decide on what we need.
Right.
In this adventure. And, you know, learning yourself enough to know what you need to do in your situation to heal. Because we're all of us are going through shit. Everybody listening to this right now.
Right.
Has something that they're dealing with.
Absolutely. And,
you know, figuring out what do you need right now? You know, and even if all you have is, a lot of us are caregivers. We can't necessarily go on a 5-month hike. Life doesn't allow it. Life does allow you at least 10 minutes a day. And if that's all you have to, you know, it's okay. The kids will be okay if you tell them, I need 10 minutes. Yep. They'll be okay. They'll be all right. I promise you.
Yeah. Especially with our kids being a little older.
Yep. Yeah. You know, and if you have a baby, when baby's taking a nap, you take 10 minutes for you.
Absolutely.
If that means you need a 10-minute nap, take a 10-minute nap. You need to go in the shower and cry for 10 minutes. Do what you got to do. The baby is okay. You know, and that's, I know I mention Peloton all the time, but one of my favorite Peloton instructors named Robin, one of the things that she says all the time is self-care is not selfish. And that's so true.
Absolutely not. Because you have to take care of yourself before you can even take care of anybody else. And you don't want to be a caretaker in the sense of you're doing everything for that person, because then you're just teaching them bad habits. But a caretaker in, you're the only person.
Yeah.
Like a mother or like a single mother or whatever.
Yeah, I'm still getting used to that.
It was a hard one. It very much was. Especially having a 10-month-old when I left.
Yep. And, you know, I'm fortunate that Elliot can drive. So, I mean, I did. When this all first started, I was having to be the one that, you know, I'd have to leave work and I'd have to go pick him up from school and I'd have to take him home and then I'd have to go back to work. And, you know, I was running myself ragged doing all that. But thankfully, she's gotten her license now, so she can go pick her sister up from school. Yes. And
she's going to have to take me to the airport.
That's okay. She can do it. Mm. No, she does great. I mean, she drives herself to the mall. She does good. When she got into the college, she did. She came up to visit me at the store just so she could see me in person. So
That's very sweet. I just haven't drove with her.
I know.
So it's a little... That's a little weird.
The really funny thing is Grandma was saying like, oh, she does so good. And I'm like, how do you know? You're blind.
Well, I mean, you made it home in one piece. Didn't,
what's that from the movie Hangover? But did you die?
Right. Oh my gosh. I saw a sticker that I had to like instantly call Scott and be like, we need this when Emma starts driving. It says new driver.
Okay. Yeah, Ellie just has one on the back of her car that says, be patient, new driver.
It says, new driver, I'm freaking trying.
That's me, and I'm not a new driver.
And then the other one was, new driver, good luck, everyone.
Have you ever been driving and you do something so fucking stupid and people are honking and you know, and like in the moment, there's nothing you can do to correct it. You're just like, I know. I'm sorry. Yep. No. I've had one within the last year. Because Florida roads are so confusing. I was in.
I know.
You know,
story.
You can. There's U-turn lanes everywhere. But sometimes the U-turn lanes are only for the people on the right. Sometimes they're only for they're only for this side, and sometimes they're only for this side. And I turned into the one that was for the people on the other side of the road, and I was stuck there, and I couldn't go because there's cars coming and there's people that want to turn where I am and they can't because my dumb ass is stuck there. And I'm literally, people are going by and they're giving me, like, nobody flipped me off or honked. They just kind of gave me a look and they're going by. I'm literally like shaking my head and I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't want to be doing this either. I'm stuck and there's nothing I can do about it right now.
That's really funny. I didn't realize it was that. I thought it was like you were turning left where you shouldn't have been turning left onto like a one-way street or something.
Oh, no. This was, literally in the wrong turn lane. But like I said, the people going by were just like, bless her heart. Bless her heart. Yeah. I'm just like, I'm sorry.
Okay. So back to the movie. We veered. Kind of like really strayed.
Strayed.
Cheryl strayed. Okay. Things that differ in the book and real life in the movie. So it was a book first, then turned into the movie. It says that Cheryl has a brother in the movie, and that is true, but she also has an older sister. In the book and the movie, she changes names to keep privacy of people. So this is a quote. Cheryl states at the beginning of her memoir, and in some case, I also modified identifying details in order to preserve anonymity. Is that how you say that? And in the movie, her husband's name is Paul, but in real life, his name was Marco. They married a month before her 20th birthday.
Ooh.
So they were teenagers when they got married.
They were babies when they got married.
Yeah. Yeah. And so following the divorce from Paul, she did change her last name to Strayed.
Okay.
So she really did come across the hunters that she was afraid of. They really did ask her if she had water, and she was able to sneak away from them and not have them follow her. Also in the movie, there was a part when she was with a park ranger to get her package. And he asked her to come have a drink with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of a little creepy. And in the movie, she gets out of it because the three guys that were following, like, her quotes and everything had shown up and were like, hey, you're Cheryl. Like, they were really excited. She really did meet up with these guys, but she took them with her to the park ranger to get her package. And then she did have the drink, but the guys were with her too.
Okay.
So it wasn't a creepy situation like the movie made it to be. Okay.
So somewhere that park ranger was like, hey, you didn't do that.
Yeah. Like, I would have been creeped out.
Yeah.
Being the only girl alone.
Yeah, I couldn't. In this day and age? Mm-mm.
Yeah. No. So the book itself has inspired many people to try and walk the trail. You do have to get a permit before you can even start the trail.
Okay.
Yep. Permits prior to 2013 were for groups of 8 people or more. But they didn't calculate it, like, if there was more than 8 people.
Okay.
So they don't really have a number of how many people actually tried, because, like I said, the permits were for 8 or more people. So it could have meant 8 people or 20 people.
Did they make it so you really shouldn't do it alone anymore?
No, now each hiker has to have a permit.
Oh, okay. I see.
Either a horseback rider or long distance hiker.
I would ride a horseback trail. That would be amazing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'd change everything. Yeah. I would do it on horseback.
But would you sleep on the ground still?
Can I sleep on my pony?
Probably.
Can I use my horse as a pillow?
Yes. In 2018, there were 1,195 completions of the PTC.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, I wrote PTC. It really is PCT. I'm looking at the website that I copied. PCT, not PTC. Yeah. It didn't save. I saved the picture, but it wouldn't let me click on it. So there's a graph we'll have to post it with this, and it shows like the number. And during COVID, it went to zero. Right before COVID in 2019, it had the most completions of 1,200 people completed it.
Wow.
Yeah. In the movie, her mother and her were both attending college at the same time.
Okay.
And that, again, is true. At the time, the school offered free classes to parents of students.
Oh.
Like, I would totally do that.
That's kind of neat.
Right? Can we do it again?
Yeah, no shit. Get another degree?
Right? I mean, if I could take classes for free, I'd go get another degree.
Why not?
Right? I love my cooking degree, but I would totally go back for something technical.
Yeah.
So they were both seniors when her mother was diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, did her mom graduate before she died?
I don't know if she did or not. In the movie, it also showed that the mother, Bobby, was a single parent. And that is false.
Okay.
She had been remarried for a while. So maybe added drama.
Yeah.
That Cheryl, like to show that Cheryl was so alone.
Yeah.
That she didn't have a father figure. And then.
Well, maybe like, she whatever. Didn't have a very good relationship with her mom's.
And maybe not. Husband. Yeah. Yeah. And then, so after she completed, she married a filmmaker, Brian Lindstrom, in April or in August 1999. So, no wonder why this got turned into a movie.
So, I just need to find a filmmaker. Interesting.
Yeah. They have two children, they live in Portland. Her daughter played the younger version of herself in the movie.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. And she is now a longtime feminist activist. Strayed worked in her 20s as a political organizer for the Abortion Rights Council of Minnesota. Also worked for Women Against Military Madness.
Okay.
A feminist peace and justice nonprofit organization. And she served on the first board of directors for VITA, Women in Literary Arts, and has been active in many feminist and progressive causes.
Wow. So she's a bad bitch in the best possible way.
Yeah. She really turned her life around.
Good for her.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And that's all I have on the movie.
Wild. I loved it. This was an interesting one. I didn't know anything about this. Why did I think something from the trailer that I saw made me think she had been sexually assaulted, but it might have just been in the trailer, like
the sex scene.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, this was a really good one. And I know we're going to record again while you're down here. And I have to figure out what I want to do.
Yes.
Because I have nothing prepared.
I actually have two prepared, and we have homework while I'm down there.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
You have another one?
And I already texted you what I want to do.
When did you text me?
The other day when I asked you if you have a certain movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bohemian Rhapsody. Yes. We were going to get Ellie on to talk about.
That's why I wanted to do it.
Oh, that would be a good one.
Yeah.
And have her talk about all the. Are you bringing your mic?
I'm bringing a mic.
Okay.
The one I'm leaving at your house.
Okay. Because like you and I can sit side by side and record an episode, but I don't think all three of us can do it at the same time. So
no. But I'm bringing down the mic. So.
All right. All right. Then I'll just pick a topic and go from there. I kind of want to do something. Do I need to finish that sentence? I can't.
No, because I was already thinking murder, but then I was like, no, Stacey's next one's definitely going to be murder.
I haven't dug into a good true crime case.
Oh, that's why you want to like, let's get recording again.
I mean, I've been listening to podcasts, but I haven't like done my research of like a movie based on a crime and like what really went down. Oh, I know which one I'm going to do then. Have you seen it? Oh my God. Under the Bridge? No. Oh, it's a miniseries going on right now. I think it's on Hulu. It happened in the 90s. And just a tragic, tragic case of kids thinking they're hot shit when they're not. So I think I'm going to look into that one.
Okay.
Get a good true crime murder case under our belts because it's been a minute.
Yeah, it has. I get to fly tomorrow with Grandma Dana.
You do? Are you guys sitting together?
No. I don't pay for my seats.
You sit where you sit.
I sit where I sit. And it was really kind of interesting. Most of the back of the plane was already filled. Most of the front of the plane was filled. So I'm sitting in the middle where I like to sit.
That works out well. That works out well. Yeah. All right. So we're going to get some recording done while you're down here. We're going to get some, we've got some all sorts of stuff that we're going to do.
Yeah, we do. We got some fun stuff planned. Yeah, so that'll be good. Follow us on Instagram at, do we do Instagram? Mimesis we Podcast. Do. Follow us on Facebook at the Mimesis Podcast. You can email us at themimesispodcast@gmail.com. And I think that's about it.
If you guys have other cases or stories or anything you would like us to compare, I don't know, maybe sometime in the future I'll do a life versus movie comparison of how Stella got her groove back. I'm just saying.
I like that plan. I like that.
In this part, I'll be playing the role of Stella.
I love you so much.
I love you too. All right, guys. Until next time. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Mimesis.
If you enjoy this podcast, by all means, tell your friends about it and give us a review on whatever platform you listen on.
We'd love to hear from you.
Thanks.